everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
It's ready to tackle Oklahoma's tough weather. It's Bentley, another OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley has posted a top-flight yield record for nearly a decade and offers yield stability in drought-stressed environments. Bentley also offers good forage production and later winter dormancy with intermediate heading. Bentley is a perfect fit for the Central Wheat Corridor with exceptional baking quality and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. To learn more about Bentley, log on to okgenetics.com.
Well, livestock futures held triple-digit losses today in all contracts as the focus on increased beef inventory on a month-to-month level has reversed recent buyer interest throughout the complex. September corn futures about 4.5 cents lower, the Dow Jones 440 points lower, NASDAQ down 168 points. In live cattle today, traders quickly reacted to a combination of fundamental and outside market factors, leaving a wake of sharp losses in its path. A strong increase in beef inventory in July compared to June took the industry and market by surprise. While announcements by China that it would increase tariffs on $75 billion on imports has left outside markets struggling late in the week. This has created active pressure in all contracts, with nearby futures holding $2 per hundredweight losses. Meanwhile, cash cattle trade today slowly developed, with dress trade at $175 per hundredweight. This is generally $4.50 per hundredweight above last week's average. Box beef cutouts today were lowered, down $1.89 in select and down $1.40 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 49 total loads. In feeder cattle, sharp morning losses flooded throughout the complex. A combination of increased beef inventory during July from June levels and uncertainty of the cattle on feed report released today has turned September futures limit lower and sharp pressure in all contract months. Given the extremely wide market swings over the last 2 weeks, this aggressive market move leaves prices still well above support levels, limiting technical direction shifts here at the end of the week. Meanwhile, in grains today, December corn was down 4 cents early today, stuck near its contract low set back in May. November soybeans were down 6.25 cents today, breaking lower after reports of China's retaliation with $75 billion of tariffs on U.S. goods. And finally today, the December KC wheat contract down 2.75 cents early today under pressure again, with prices still near the $4 mark. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.